5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel joins us at 9, right here on ESPN 97.5. Glad you can be here. What did you watch last night?
Fix my thing here. Last night was helping my son with, he's trying to get into a school here that is going to require writing an essay.
Oh, so you wrote it for him?
No, because I refuse to do this stuff. I did have to tighten it up.
Well, yeah, you have to tighten.
I had to tighten it up. Well, I feel bad.
They're pretty loose with
Do you know how good I've gotten at, like, dioramas? My kid, boy, you got a project from kindergarten up to fourth grade, I crush it.
Well,
I kill the game.
You have to do like 40 a year.
It's unbelievable. I told my wife, I said, I can't believe I'm in second grade again. I'm doing, no, you're not. You're not doing a project. I said, but then if my kids do it, and my wife is like, for real, she has some OCD stuff going on. And she just can't, like, if you move a picture frame,
walk around the house moving stuff.
I've done it before, and she recognizes it, picks it up, and it's a, if I could just ask her, do you know where my glasses are? Yeah, they're right by the kid bathroom. Like, she knows where everything is. She's like Gilbert of the house.
Yeah.
And then, that doesn't feel like a compliment.
That's not a great thing.
No. And then, no, the kids, you don't do the kids' projects. They do it themselves. Okay, let's watch what happens. 15 minutes into one of the kids trying to do a project. That looks terrible. She just starts, this is awful. Snacks is like six. What do you think it's going to look like? A six-year-old project. It should look like a six-year-old project. And they're like, this is not, you didn't do this, right? And I'm like, just, I don't want to hear it anymore. Just give me the glue. Give me these rocks. Give me everything. I'm just doing this.
What a horrific.
And I'll just try to, you know, dumb it down a little bit. Like, I don't want to hear anything anymore. Just go play.
So you're writing, what, Alex, a letter? Or
It's Alex. He wrote, like, it had to be 5 different long paragraphs. I'm reading, I'm like, this is pretty basic. Like, I finally said, Alex, is this, I'm going to read these sentences out loud. Consecutively.
No, don't do it.
And I want you to tell me if this is, sounds like how you talk. Because I want you to write like you talk.
Yeah.
It needs to sound conversational.
No. They think, using big words and
it's just filling up the page.
That's all.
I think I could really grow at that school. I want to get a lot smarter and I want to grow. Growth is important to me. Like, this, what? What? Yeah, and did you word check it after that? Maybe like, I still have about 460 to go.
See, that's about what I did last night. I had 10 questions from Ken Hoffman. Apparently Ken didn't feel like working this week. You know, that's his article.
Is it?
So I did that, and one of the questions I put, yes, how many words do I have per answer? Actually, it was about me and you, and I go, yeah, it's a very, 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 very. How about do your own work, Ken? How about that be great? So that's what I did last night. So we've got a lot of stuff to do this morning. It is not a great, great. This is, I was just thinking how, you know, I just hate when football's over. I hate the second week of the football season because it feels like it's over. College football is done. The pros, yeah. What, we got four games this weekend, then two, and then one, and then it's it. And it makes me nuts. Now, because it's the middle of the basketball season, and you know what? I like basketball.
The Rockets have the Dame Lillard's coming to town tonight.
Well, is he coming in town tomorrow?
It's tonight. I lose my days.
Yeah, I'm losing my days too. Damian Lillard's coming. That's great. Yeah, that's great. That's fun. You know, Trae Young played last night. That's fun. Trae Young is a fun player, man. Oklahoma, Texas Tech was a good team. They beat their ass. And Texas A&M is a really good team. And they're 0-4 in the SEC. So questionable whether or not they even make the tournament now. At 0-4 in SEC play, you know, and Texas A&M was a top 10 team. They've got the potential to be a top 10 team.
They had a lead. Yeah, they had a lead late in the game.
Yeah, and they couldn't hold on.
So I did watch some of that game, though.
There's all kinds of good stuff like that to talk about, but I don't think we can pass on Oprah versus Trump. I really don't.
I mean, it's... As I sat there yesterday, I just said, and I just turned to my wife and said, you know that we're probably going to live in a country where Donald Trump takes on Oprah Winfrey for our presidency. Like, governance is still important to me. I remember I went for eighth grade treasurer and lost in the popular vote in junior high. There are promises that are made. There are big... You know, there's a lot of hyperbole on the campaign trail when you're in junior high and more so junior high than high school. You know, there's pizza in the lunches. You're not going to have to go to school, you know, during
snow days.
Yeah. Long breaks and blah, blah, blah.
We deserve
blah.
Snow days since they get them up north.
So I remember those, and our political system has the eerie feeling now of junior high elections. Cause I'm like, what I wonder, because I knew Trump didn't have any experience at all in anything regarding governing.
No,
but I'm pretty sure Oprah's never had a.
He did lose billions, you know, in his business or in his business life.
I guess that you can be president.
Yes,
Oprah. I saw when she gave people blenders, like everyone got a silver bullet.
People got cars, Lance.
Cars, yeah. She gave a bunch of people cars, so I guess that's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's like that. She had to, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Well, what's great, though, is that our president yesterday has to announce to the world, hey, I'd beat her ass, okay?
Yeah, no, I know. So this is where we are now. Oprah, it's you're in junior high again. It's the popularity contest between who can be most popular of these kids that you know in the class, like, because you know who never wins in junior high elections? Somebody that people that don't really know. Like, who's Gary? I don't even know Gary. Has he been in any of the parties? No. Has he ever had a TV show or written a book or gone on diets?
No.
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 Does his hair flip over? You know, can you comb it over to one side? No.
Gary's but what about this?
But Gary's really smart.
Yeah, who cares about that? Yeah, he's one of the A students. Who cares? What if Dwayne joined in, though?
Dwayne would be Dwayne the Rock Johnson. We actually talked about this, and Dell was trying to act like the Rock couldn't win the presidency of the United States. That's a pretty foolish thing for Dell.
At some point, will the Rock be president of the United States?
These are questions we have to ask now.
No, honestly,
they're not like jokey questions anymore. You have to ask yourself, when is the Rock getting into this, and will Tom Brady ever run for president?
Well, wait. Is it so crazy though? When it started with Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that.
I mean, honestly,
I guess back then. I mean, but he was
and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They had a wrestler in Minnesota.
Yes,
Jesse Ventura.
Yes,
people have been in Predators and. Well, like, this is new. It just made its way to
America.
The presidency.
That's right.
I mean, Reagan.
Reagan, yeah.
Reagan was the first.
He was the Gipper.
Reagan was the first, I guess. And then you have, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura. That guy's a governor. Arnold was a governor.
Yeah.
Trump's a president. Oprah said she's coming to get him, and she will beat him. Oprah's absolutely a minus 230 favorite.
I don't know.
You don't think Oprah's fair? These are real conversations you can have. Like, could Oprah beat Trump? And then we're sitting there, and me and John and Dell are talking about. I said, I don't know, Dell. I think The Rock could really. No, The Rock can't win. What do you mean The Rock can't win?
Oh, that's silly. That The Rock can't win. This guy with his shirt off at the Oklahoma game could win
if he gets big enough virally.
Look at. He looks like a young Daryl Morey, only a lot bigger.
Smell what The Rock. This is somebody who's dropping people on their heads in the ring.
Yeah.
And he's doing the people's eyebrow. That I should have known. That should have let you know that there were political aspirations. He called himself the people's, which is obviously a sign of.
Oh, I'm going to run for president.
There's something coming in the
future. Yeah, right. At some point, I'm running for president.
Yeah. So Dell's
running. He never did the suck it thing, though, did he? Because that might.
Yeah. Who did Generation X? Triple A. I feel like to be a wrestler to win, you got to have a great, I think there's probably,
Jesse Ventura won, so any wrestler can win.
All right, so this, of course, here comes the text. Peyton Manning will be president. Could Peyton Manning be president? If Peyton Manning ran against Tom Brady, who wins? What would the popular vote split out as? Dell?
I don't know.
Now Tom Brady is hated by a lot of people because he's won a lot. There's no chance Tom Brady beats Peyton Manning. I don't think. Are non-Patriot fans voting for Tom Brady?
No. You're going Peyton Manning in this one, right?
Who gets the women's
vote? Except for the trainer now. Okay.
I think Peyton Manning wins 60-40 on popular vote.
But Peyton Manning has some.
That's considered a blowout.
Peyton Manning's got some Me Too stink on him, though.
Yeah, it could come out.
No. And it already has.
It already has.
But nationally, a lot of people don't.
Are we shaming because the trainer likes black football players?
That quote from Archie won't help his cause.
No, I don't know.
These are good points.
I think he loses some of the popular vote there.
Don't know the quote. Back when he was at Tennessee, Peyton Manning apparently put some part of his body on a trainer.
He exposed it, I thought.
I think there's maybe some contact,
Yeah, there might have been a little contact.
And then Archie went on this campaign telling everyone, well, she can't be trusted because she has sex with the black athletes.
Yeah. So at some point, he's going to lose the Democratic vote there, I'm pretty sure.
He's going to have to explain that away.
He's going to have to explain, yeah. So I think some of the Democratic vote goes to Brady.
I wonder how
that's going to... I don't know that Brady gets any of the Democratic vote, if you want to know the truth.
I don't... How's that going to work for Brady? Yeah, maybe Brady would win, because Brady held a lamb one time, little baby lamb in a Chaps ad or something like that. And
yeah, but...
He's got the supermodel wife from another country... I've seen that model work before. So in that battle, yeah, maybe it would be tighter than I think. Because the Patriot haters, I don't know that you could vote for Tom Brady if you're a Patriot.
There's a lot
of Patriot haters.
My question to you in the pre-show meeting was, can Bill O'Brien win the mayoral election of Houston?
No. Against who? Tell me his candidate.
I don't think you guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.
You can't come off a 4-win season and win the
mayor. What if they win 10 games next year?
By the way, these are real questions you have to ask, because at any point, I now know we live in a world where Bill O'Brien could run for mayor. Or any head coach could.
I don't know what that
is. All right, ready?
Okay, wait a minute. Deshaun versus JJ in the mayoral election.
JJ.
Here. Are you sure?
Yeah, JJ still got so many people who would vote for JJ because of the 37.
Do you think, do we know where all the 37 went? Do you think there's going to be an investigation? Where's the 37?
There would have to be.
I don't feel like Deshaun would try to do negative ads. JJ Watts says he raised 37
Deshaun wouldn't
million
be behind it.
People.
It wouldn't be Deshaun.
It'd paid for by Deshaun Watts.
It would be his pack. It wouldn't be Deshaun. Deshaun would have the pack that's funding Deshaun.
Okay, what would the commercial sound like?
Deshaun Watson gives his entire game check to women who cook. Okay.
See if you can find some music, some of that kind of creepy music underneath. Deshaun Watson throws touchdowns and was averaging 30 points a game. J.J. Watt hasn't even barely played for 2 straight years and has gotten a paycheck every single time. Deshaun Watson gave his first game check to 3 different ladies from the lunchroom. J.J. Watt. I don't know. What else is... JJ. J.J. Watt collected $37 million. But where exactly has the money gone? Deshaun Watson held 2 puppies in both hands and played on a playground yesterday. J.J. Watt won't even take pictures of you if you've got a drink in your hand. Well, like, that's a bad thing.
Right. J.J. Watt brings all his teammates up to Wisconsin. Deshaun Watson stays here in Houston.
Deshaun Watson beat Nick Saban. J.J. Watt used to deliver pizzas.
Right.
Who do you want to trust for the mayoral position of Houston? The choice is simple. Vote. Hi, I'm Deshaun Watson. I was averaging 30 points a game as a quarterback. You know, 30 Vote points a me. Game before I tore my ACL for a second time. Wow. Vote for me. Here's J.J. Watson. Deshaun Watson was averaging 30 points per game, but his team record was 3-3. J.J. Watt was three-time Defensive Player of the Year. Deshaun Watson's torn his ACL twice, both in non-contact situations. J.J. Watt has raised $37 million for the city of Houston and outlying areas and has gone to many schools and read to children. Deshaun Watson left school early and didn't get an education.
Deshaun Watson was busy getting tattoos.
And Deshaun will come back. That's fake news. Deshaun graduated in 3 years.
Doesn't matter. You can put it on an ad. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No. I mean, that whole, you know, he was at a graduation thing might change.
Hey, this is a negative ad, Dell. Yeah. Your little spin doesn't matter. We don't matter. Care about we're how just out, we're just putting stuff out right, there.
Right. All right. So if you have
that, I think J.J. wins that one.
If you have a matchup for any election anywhere, what about Charles Barkley versus Nick Saban in Alabama?
See, I think that's a really hard one.
That's a tough one.
Because half of Alabama is going to hate Nick Saban. Maybe more than half. Yeah. No, there's more Alabama fans than Auburn fans. Way more.
Yeah, there are. But don't forget, anyone who's had contact with Nick thinks he's a jerk.
Yeah, Charles is not going to be beloved by everybody, but he's pretty loved within his state.
He might grab some of the minority Alabama fan. Because he's not so tied to Auburn.
Who gets the women's vote?
Nick.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Does Charles Barkley have any chance against Nick Saban?
No shot.
No shot against in Alabama? You don't think so?
No way. Nah. It'll be like 60.
64-36.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's a blowout.
That is a blowout.
That is a blowout.
All right, 7:15 ESPN 97.5. You got a matchup. You can tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein.
Because it's just a reality in our world now. We have to be prepared for Rick Smith versus, you know. What if Daryl Morey ran against Jeff Leno? Leno would crush. Right now, you don't want to run against Jeff Leno for anything.
No.
Don't run against. What about Les Alexander versus Jim Crane?
Ooh.
Nah. Anything Astros would win.
Yeah.
They're coming off a World Series.
What about Carlos Correa versus James Harden?
I feel like I want to say Correa, but Harden, like, I don't know.
I feel like Carlos Correa still has to walk around with his jersey on.
What about Altuve? What about Altuve?
Altuve?
Well, not in the Senate. He's not. He's Altuve.
Sheila Jackson.
Yeah.
Is that what she called him? I just thought the V was a U. What are you going to
do? Yeah. All right, 7:16, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 7:21. John and Lance along with Dell. And you at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Tom in downtown brings up a pretty good point. Tom Brady was also destroying cell phones and emails like Hillary. So he's already got that political thing going on, which is a good point.
Lock him up.
No, we're not locking him up. Peyton Manning wins 80-20 against Brady. I don't think so. Pro wrestler. This is a real thing. Booker T is running for mayor in Houston.
Probably.
What?
Yeah, it's probably
Booker
a real
T
thing.
Booker T used to come on Sports Night Live and throw Michael P. Davis around.
So Donald Trump fought on WrestleMania.
Yeah, okay.
Or SummerSlam or something. So we already know wrestlers get there. Jesse the Body Ventura was a governor. Booker T can't run. I don't think he'll win. That's what we do in this country now. Wrestling is a big plus for you. You got a shot if you're in movies or wrestling.
Gina Gaston versus Dominique Soxa. Vince versus Reggie. Corn versus Flower. I kind of feel like Flower crushes.
See, I'm team Corn, but I already know they're a huge underdog.
Izzo versus Marciano.
Who's Marciano?
Marciano.
Who?
Joe Marciano.
Joe Marciano?
Yes. Versus
the special
Larry,
teams coach?
I was thinking of Tom Izzo. Larry Izzo versus
Larry
Joe Marciano.
Izzo. Yeah. I was thinking of Tom Izzo, too. I was like, Izzo versus Marciano. I got you. You know what? I think that's a 4% to 3%.
Jerry Jones versus Bob McNair is an absolute slaughter. Texans fans, I think, are going to vote for Jerry.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. It's a shame, but yeah.
That would not have been the case. Now, he would have won. I mean, Dallas is going to carry the state.
Savage versus Brock.
Oh, my God.
Who would carry the state?
Lowest voter turnout in the history of Houston, A.
Who would carry, let's just say we vote just on Holly Hall.
You would think we're in the middle of a hurricane with the voter turnout. Like, where is everybody? No one's got an I voted sticker. Nobody. Did you vote today? Nope.
Yep.
I did write-in. A write-in would win, 100%. Write-ins have never won, I think, ever anything.
No, a write-in.
Write-in would 100% win. But if
Savage versus Brock. That's a savage, savage race right there.
I feel like once you got all the ads in and everything, and Nicolas Cage did something for Tom Savage, like, this is my friend. He looks like me. And then, I feel like Tom Savage is still winning. I can't imagine living in a world where Brock could win
anything.
A mayor, even if he's going against Savage.
I don't know.
Like, who wins Brock versus Corey Brewer?
Oh, Corey Brewer.
Easily.
Yeah. No.
Brock versus Ken Giles.
Oh, Ken Giles.
Well, the Astros overcame Ken Giles, so probably Ken Giles.
No, honestly, there is no... Brock, I don't know. I think Tom Savage may have
Brock
replaced him, though, as most
Pippen.
Hated.
Brock versus Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen. It's hard to find somebody could beat. You'd have to get somebody who's got some kind of criminal background.
Well, but Brock and Tom Savage, I think, is a war that we all need to see.
No one wants to see it. No one would vote
No one wants to see that on the local, homeowners association. Like, if they ran for that, I would for sure vote for somebody else. Hey, Lance, guess who lives in your neighborhood? Who? Brock and Tom Savage. Like, they do? What? Hard times? What happened? You guys here, a decent neighborhood, but nowhere that Brock Osweiler should be living. They're both running for homeowners position. Like, who else is running? Oh, these people you've never heard of? I'm like, I know who I'm going to be voting for, people I've never heard of.
Lamont, stop. Joel Osteen versus Mattress Mac. Mattress Mac would destroy Joel Osteen.
Mattress Mac right now has
Mattress Mac might be able to win the mayoral election, period.
He has a shot of beating a lot of people right now.
I mean, honestly, he might win... Period. And Joel Osteen won't open his doors for people.
Oh, see, we got this. AJ Hinch versus Rudy T for mayor of Houston. Rudy T has not been relevant in a long time here. That's the unfortunate thing is anybody who is 30 or younger is not voting for Rudy. They're voting Hinch. Hinch is going to get a lot of the female vote. Hinch would crush Rudy right now. Hinch would crush. You better not run against any Astros. If any Astros had any ambitions for political office, now is the time.
Yeah, I honestly think Altuve could beat James. Altuve would beat James.
I think he would.
Okay, Bill O'Brien versus Mike D'Antoni.
See, it's hard because I don't think a lot of people
even know who D'Antoni is.
There's more.
Who likes Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien is going to be.
He's not likable.
Bill is going to say. Can you imagine that?
But
the
people
debates,
don't know who D'Antoni is.
But D'Antoni.
And who wants an Italian in office?
I don't know. Wouldn't he win on the looks vote? Just people would vote for him because he's nicer to look at than Bill O'Brien.
Well, okay. So how would the debates go? I mean, Bill O'Brien would at some point.
I don't really care what you say.
It'd be a lot of that. I don't care what you say.
No, there's charming Bill O'Brien where he drops some wry stuff.
Which one?
Well, you know, in the first 6 seconds of a press conference, what kind of mood he's in. If he goes into a debate and he's in surly Bill mode, like let's say he has to go to a debate after practice.
I don't really care what you say.
You could get some of that going, and Mike D'Antoni never does that. Now
turn the page.
I think Mike D'Antoni would be a little boring during the debate. I don't think there'd be a whole lot of exciting things that he'd say.
No. Oh, this is a good one here. Construction. I can't see his. Which construction guy is this? He was the construction guy that played probably in Beat the Limo Guy, probably, right? He's got a good one. Construction, what's your name is?
Hey, no, man, it's Trucker Mike.
Trucker Mike, how are you doing, Trucker Mike?
Oh, man, doing good. It's raining right now, but listen, what about Hakeem Olajuwon versus Craig Biggio?
Wait, and let's throw in the greatest Texan, Andre Johnson.
Well, you three man race?
A three man? Well, yeah, you could have. What do you mean? You could have the tea race. Party.
I still think Biggio wins.
You do?
It's tough
over the Dream.
It's tough. Biggio has Hall of Fame, but Biggio has a record of failing when it matters.
Well, that's what the ads would be.
Yeah.
Do you want a second baseman / center fielder / left fielder / catcher who fell down on a hill? Or do you want the most agile and graceful big man that's ever played the game and once had a quadruple-double that involved 10 steals? Craig Biggio had a career batting average of .247 in the postseason. Hakeem Olajuwon destroyed David Robinson and his entire family and an entire city of San Antonio and won back-to-back titles.
Like, the negative ads, if Dream goes negative,
Dream could go negative,
he could annihilate.
Yeah, no, there's no question. There's no question.
No, I'm Hakeem Olajuwon, and I approve this ad.
No, you can't do that, I don't think.
I'm allowed to do it.
I'm pretty sure you can't do that.
Yeah, it's grandfathered in.
Grandfather from where?
I've done a Hakeem Olajuwon way before I even knew you. It's grandfathered in.
What does that have to do with me? Well, does that have anything to do with
John
me?
John looks at you all the time.
I looked right to him to find out whether or not it was acceptable. And he was shaking his head.
No, you don't even understand what a culture vulture is.
I do. I know I'm not using it correctly, but that's why I'm using it now. Is because I know it gets under your skin.
Because you're using it in the most wrong way possible.
I know. That's why I'm doing it.
That's it.
Because I'd like to change it. I'd like to change it. Definitely.
No, you can't appropriate that word, that phrase. It belongs to the woke.
It does? Well,
no.
Culture vulture belongs to the woke. And Lansing.
Am I not woke?
Not woke? Oh, you're not woke.
Not the woke.
Woke. Woke.
It's more. No.
You're
culture
not
vulture is more gay than it's.
Who's here
woke.
First every morning?
What?
Who's the most
what
woke?
What did you just say?
It is. It's going to be the gay community would have culture
vulture. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Culture vulture is not. It's not something that's assigned to the gay community. It's when
you're like, trying to own everything. No,
culture. What do you mean? No, culture vulture is like when you call Miley Cyrus a culture vulture when she dipped into hip hop and then she's like, wait a minute, I'm losing all my white fans, so I'm jumping out of hip hop. That's a culture vulture. She made her money in hip hop and then when she decided she'd had enough, she jumped
out of it. And
she
wanted to be a white girl again.
Yeah, she's a culture vulture.
Yeah, she wanted to stop dropping N bombs.
I don't know if she... Did she ever do that?
I don't know. She's a white girl. I'm sure she did.
Maybe I was. Maybe I was thinking of it.
If MySpace
was
still a thing, she'd do it there.
In MySpace,
I was thinking of it in a positive way. Maybe I'm right.
Yeah, you're completely misusing it. I've been telling you that for a couple weeks.
I'm
going to
keep calling you a culture vulture then. Just because I know it will get into your skin.
Because Hakeem. You know who's the champion? Hakeem.
I don't know, man. Biggio. A lot of people have loved Biggio forever. He just was on the... He's with the team, so he's behind home plate every game.
Hakeem, you haven't seen. Well, you do see Hakeem.
You see Hakeem a ton, but I feel like Biggio, and then he got the Hall of Fame bump. Dre's not beating anybody.
Well, that whole Muslim thing. Let's not forget about
it. Somebody will run that against if Craig decides to run that against him.
Don't
if
worry,
Craig decides to, Andre has no chance. The debates would be just, Dre
Andre,
won't
did
say
you
want to
say anything? Not really. You know, I mean, honestly.
What?
All right, 731 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I want to be a champion like the Dream. I want, you know why? Because I want champion energy on my side. I want champion energy in my home. Oh, you know what? I have that because I went to 1560energy.com. 1560energy.com. Give them a call, and you, my friends, can start saving money every single month. Here's the deal: is because it's cool out, you guys have really slowed down. We just saw the numbers from this last month. I mean, it's like 10 times in the summer. You go, I gotta sign up. I gotta do. Why wouldn't you want to save money in the winter too? This is amazing to me. Why would you give more money than you have to your electricity company? That's what's amazing to me. With the service, there is no better value in the city for electricity company than 1560energy.com. 281-653-5090. 281-653-5090. Promo code 1560energy.com.
Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Dell Super Falcons fan says, I'm with Dell. Lock Tom Brady up.
Yeah, stop deleting emails. What's on that phone, Tom? Lock him up. Lock him up.
And all the Falcons fans. You know there are people who are Falcons and Georgia Bulldog fans.
And Colts. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
You know that happened,
those poor,
right?
Those poor people.
That's bad. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah, those two losses. Bad run.
You had a chance to beat Nick Saban and Tom Brady.
Yeah. And Belichick. And
Bill Belichick. Like, all...
Yeah.
And you couldn't do it.
And you gagged it away.
Oh,
both times.
Oh, God. That's bad. You think of another city that got sports crush like that?
Dell, what are we supposed to think of Olivia Nova dying?
What do you mean? Why? Because a porn star died?
Yeah, a porn star died. Well, I have to go to you for this.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I saw the story. I guess she's like 20 years old. Her boyfriend committed suicide last year, 2017. I don't know what to think. I don't know anything about her, really. I just know that she's a pretty girl who unfortunately appears to have killed herself.
Oh, you're not familiar with her work?
No.
Oh. I thought you were our porn aficionado.
I'm not your porn aficionado. Don't you have a friend who brings porn stars around?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your guy. Why aren't you asking him about Olivia Nova?
Right? Well, yeah, but
I'm not in the business. He is.
No, I understand, but I've asked even you if before seen... about porn stars and you've been you no. have I mean, you're like,
what is it, their Boogie work. Nights? Is it the captain?
Yeah.
John's got a friend of the captain?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that, Jack. I just know I like pretty young people doing it on camera.
That's John Gray. He brings the porn stars here. He has porn conventions here.
Oh, this one? Brock Osweiler versus Go-Go in a popular vote for the mayoral election of Houston.
I know who's funnier on this show. And that's Carlos Gomez on a mobile. I would take Carlos Gomez in a landslide.
Carlos Gomez on a mobile is not running.
Carlos Gomez would win in a landslide.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Over Brock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Carlos Gomez stunk. All right, Carlos Lee versus Brock. If you want to go straight Carlos's.
Oh, God.
I mean, but Carlos Lee actually delivered.
Yeah, Carlos Lee was ahead of how many 100 RBI seasons?
He was considered the pariah of the Astros.
Yes, but because he had $100 million. Dollars.
Brock got some cheese.
Randy Bullock versus Go-Go.
Randy Bullock got the Texans into the playoffs.
Well, that was but when he was a Bengal.
Because he missed, yeah. Odell.
People will love him for that.
Yeah. It is true. I don't know if incompetence gets your vote.
He helped the team.
He helped the club. There's no question.
Charlie Cashley versus Rick Smith.
Oh, Charlie wins that one now.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah. No. Because he hasn't been in the cities for so long. Yes, you forget. Let's not forget, he also had the 2006 draft that he was responsible for.
Yeah, but a lot of people probably think it was Rick because they don't remember.
It wasn't. Rick wasn't here. Rick wasn't here yet.
It was Gary Kubiak and Charlie, yeah.
Yeah. Tony wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Tony?
Sports guys, how are you?
Good. It's the wrong show, but
thanks
right.
Anyway.
My bad. So what are the odds that Caitlyn Jenner would win in a general election versus Bruce Jenner in all AFC?
Caitlyn versus Bruce.
Bruce would win that one easily.
Who would?
Bruce would win that one.
Bruce can't run, guys.
But if in this world where Bruce could run against Caitlyn, Bruce would win.
Yeah. Oh, the Olympian? Yeah.
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 I don't know how many people remember that. But
you would have to find the dividing line, Bruce, before he met the Kardashians.
Yeah, it would be Kardashian's dad for most people now.
But for the people where his strong voting block would be, the people remember Bruce as the Olympian. Bruce the Olympian would kill. Bruce Olympian would kill Bruce the Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Before Caitlyn.
Yeah. Well, and let's not forget, in this city, this is a place where we voted against bathrooms.
Thanks to Lance Berkman.
I don't think.
Not thanks to Lance Berkman.
Wasn't he on the campaign?
He was on the campaign trail, but so was Bob McNair.
Oh, the warden was all about it.
That's right. We ain't having people go in the same bathroom. All right. So yeah, no, especially here in Houston, Bruce Jenner would destroy.
Well, we did vote for a lesbian mayor, correct?
We did.
So you never know. Houston's very diverse. You never know who wins that.
You never know.
You never know. Earlier when I was doing negative ads for Hakeem Olajuwon's negative ad in Craig Biggio, I said Craig Biggio's, I just guessed as a postseason batting average was 247. Clint says, bad news. Wasn't even 247. Is it? But I thought he raised it up.
What was his?
I know it was really low, but I thought he raised it up in the last, like, didn't something happen where maybe he got it over 230? Let me look now. Let me go to my good friend, Baseball
Reference. Not my second baseman. He's not my second baseman.
Postseason average career, 234.
Okay, higher. His or Bagwell's?
Oh, his.
Unfortunately, yes.
Is Bagwell even over 200?
226.
Yeah.
226. Bags did have the one great postseason run.
Ooh. OPS for Craig Biggio. Career postseason. And once again, this is okay, 185 plate appearances. This is going to be, Brad Ausmus thinks this is a low total.
What is it?
For OPS, for Biggio. 618.
Oh, Bagwell crushes that. 685. Oh, yikes.
And these are your heroes?
Yes.
Hall of Fame?
Get out of here.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. We wanted them to be better.
These are your heroes.
Yes.
Sad. You better gravitate towards the Altuves and Correa's and Springer's.
Oh, no. They're all getting the cheese now.
Biggio and Bagwell looking like Josh Reddick.
I'm telling you. Anyone who says... Like, who is it that made the comment about, well, Jose Altuve would not be the most popular? Like, he couldn't retire a Ring of Honor or his jersey or something if he ended up leaving. Like, Jose Altuve, the very nature of baseball is you have to be here for about 7 years before you even have a chance to leave.
Yeah.
Altuve's going up on what? Years? Like, I was here when Altuve started. He's going up on year 8, I think, with the Astros, right?
Is it year 8 or 7?
Probably spring of 11 was his first year. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, I think it's year 8.
He's going into year 8.
Year 8. Yeah, I mean, yeah, eight he only played. But he got, came up in the middle of 2011. So this will be his seventh full season.
Five-time All-Star.
An MVP. Oh, yeah, he's going
three-time
in.
Three-time batting champ.
He's, yeah, whatever ring of whatever you want to have.
And by the way, World Series.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's in three batting champ. He's ring of everything that you want him to be.
No, he's the greatest Astro ever already.
Yeah, he is.
He is. There's nothing you can do about it.
Hey, don't look at me. But
if you say that, there are people that get a little salty. But it's you can't really. I remember my producer in the last show, Michael Connor, last year made a comment early in the season about Altuve over Biggio, and people went bananas. And I'm like, I don't know, Michael, we gotta wait and let the sample size get a little greater. That's how long the sample size needs to be.
Before his first MVP.
One year, an MVP, and a World Series wipes out everything.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
For Biggio or Bagwell, why don't we just put a clip together of their postseason performances and let you watch them?
Oh, I'm sorry, regular season. They don't get there unless they're great in the regular season.
No, but let's put together.
Did you see what Altuve hit against the Dodgers?
What did he do before then?
Okay,
let's put the
Dodgers.
What did he do against the Yankees?
World and the Series, Red Sox 194.
What did he do against the Yankees and the Red Sox?
His OPS was 670, which is greater than greater than Biggio's in his worst series ever.
Everybody arguing. Let's put a cut up of Biggio and Bagwell's at bats in the postseason. You'll feel differently.
Against Kansas City, though,
no,
those back in 15, 136 average, 310 OPS.
What? Who?
Altuve.
310 OPS? How's that possible?
Because he...
Oh, and that tiniest
136 batting average, 136 slugging.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what he did. What about this past postseason?
Now, his OPS, with that and with the Dodgers, his OPS is still 842 for the postseason. His OPS against Boston was 1765.
Yeah, let's stop having this conversation. We all know.
And 974 against the
Chance,
Yankees.
Chance, our friend, our good buddy Chance says, Biggio was the anti-Ori. Yeah. Well, that was really more Bagwell. Well, it was both. It was both. Ori did nothing in the regular season. Just like, I'm just good. Y'all do whatever you want this whole regular season. Like, yeah. Look at, if you look at Ori's stat, do you think Ori ever averaged 10 points a game in his career?
Well, and is it definitive? Remember, we had a greater career, year. Bagwell or Ori?
Yeah, that's always the tough one because you got rings versus Hall of Fame.
Right.
So
Ori averaged double digits very early in his career, his first year and then his third and fourth year.
Bagwell's had a tumultuous post-baseball life.
Ori is just, you could call it tumultuous or a lot of fun.
I'm going to go with tumultuous.
Yeah, it's not going to help him on the campaign trail.
I think he can get negative.
Why are you fun watching?
Fun is a relative term. You don't want it to go too far.
Well, who
knows?
We've all heard the stories.
How far? Because Robert Ori's just people say, oh, I saw Robert Ori. Yeah, he was in this bar. I saw him at this restaurant. He was hanging out with these guys. Like, Ori just is just a dude around Houston. No big deal. Just minding his own business. Daddy's baby. Hey, guys, I want to talk about your Houston Rockets. They take on the Dame Lillard. Damian's probably bringing some new Adidas in with them, and they're going to take on your Houston Rockets tonight. It's a big social media night. Let me tell you what's going on with this. This is pretty cool. You can get your tickets for Rocket Social Media Night presented by McDonald's tonight for Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. Social Media Night special is presented by McDonald's exclusively for social media followers of the Rockets. Here's what you have a chance to get. Two tickets, one All-Star poster to be autographed by Eric Gordon after the game. Packages starting as low as $58. Doors open at 6 p.m. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your tickets today. And NBA All-Star voting is in full effect, in full swing. Go to your favorite social media platform or go to all of your social media platforms. Tag the player with first name and last name and then hashtag NBA vote. They're going to be collected. That way you can vote every single day. You can do it on Facebook, on Twitter, all your social media platforms. Or you can also vote on the NBA mobile app or at NBA.com for more information about how you can vote or to get tickets for tonight's game and the great social media promotion with the two tickets, the poster, and a chance for you to get these things for and the poster, by the way, autographed by Eric Gordon. All you have to do is go to Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Holy crap, I got like 100 notifications about...
There's actually people are coming up with the worst ones. You get Lance Armstrong versus Brian Cushing. Cushing would win easily. Petey Fagans versus Philip Buchanan.
Honestly, how old do you have to be to remember who Petey Fagans is?
Oh,
you remember Petey Fagans?
You could be that at 18. Yeah. He was here in the late 2000s.
Was he?
Yeah.
Petey?
That atrocity lasted longer. He didn't play for the Oilers.
I kind of feel like Petey would crush Philip Buchanan.
I don't think people remember Philip Buchanan. He was here like a year.
Yeah. Yeah, but you gave up. Don't you remember you gave up 2 seconds?
I know exactly what you gave up. Petey should beat him.
Yeah.
These are just all anti-votes. Oh, no,
you gave up the second and the third for him.
Petey Fagans, Charles, Petey Fagans versus Stromile Swift. You guys are coming up with the worst possible. Like, they're trying to have a contest. What's the worst possible? How about Brock versus Kelvin Cato? Brock versus Schaub.
Schaub wins.
Oh, Schaub crushes.
Is there anything that Brock
can... No, Brock is there anybody? Anyone. I don't know.
Can Brock beat anybody?
Savage. That's it.
That's the only chance he has.
That's it.
I don't think he wins that.
He doesn't beat Savage.
What about Brock versus Dave Clark?
Somebody brought... Too many people don't know Dave Clark. Dave. They immediately vote Dave Clark because it's not Brock. Brock versus Derek Bell, someone brought up.
I love Operation Shutdown.
Operation Shutdown was awesome.
Yeah, he has a cool catchphrase. What does Brock have? Operation Shutdown wins that one.
And then if you want to get shut down the government, like if they're going to do that, he can just say Operation Shutdown and then bang a gavel or something.
Right.
Although that's not really good when
this is Carl Everett versus Brock.
Everett.
Crushes.
Anything that's Astro.
Carl Everett has a bit of a stink on him, though.
Well, he's got a lot of stink on him. But that's a lot of his wife, and there's dinosaurs involved.
Yeah, is he going to beat Brock when Brock runs the attack ad about him, you know, the violence?
Yeah, Brock could beat him.
What about this one? Now, this one, wait a minute. Dickie Thon's face versus Rudy's face. All right,
that's terrible. That had to be DJ Lockdown. I don't even know.
It was, but he's got Billy Wagner's head in it. Dickie Thon's face versus Billy Wagner's head, but I'm going to throw in Rudy T's face.
Steve asks, hey, do Altuve's 2 years count the year that nobody saw him because of Comcast Sports? That's a fair... You know what? No. We should argue that doesn't count, so he can't get to free agency. You should argue against that like a Super 3.
But
it should be called a Super 3.
No, that doesn't help you.
He's already signed.
Because the other team's broadcast had him on TV, so people saw him.
He's already hit his years. The Astros screwed him by only giving $5 million a year. That's why he's got Scott Boras now. All those year things, that's over.
Those are the good old days before he had Scott Boras.
Before he had Scott Boras.
The good old days before Scott Boras got involved with... Boras has Lance McCullers, too. Boras has got a bunch of Astros. It's terrible.
Yeah. Carlos Gomez on a mobile versus Milo on a mobile.
The best ever is Valbuena's bat flip. Valbuena's bat
Coach
flip.
Slocum on a mobile.
Talk about stuff that doesn't count. Valbuena's bat flip is on a different station. That doesn't count.
Oh, trust me. He called one time. He would just kill the game here.
Well, let him call here then. Until then, he doesn't count.
He counts.
Webster versus Arnold. I mean, these are references.
We're not voting for Houston, Webster, and Arnold. One guy's not alive anymore. And I don't know where Webster is, but now that
cooler?
I'm now Googling.
I don't know.
Emmanuel Lewis's casket. That's right.
What?
Don't you remember that? He died.
Emmanuel Lewis died?
Was his
Why
casket.
Do people put Emmanuel Lewis death?
He's not dead.
Somebody got him confused with Gary Coleman, because if you Google Emmanuel Lewis, it says death is one of the first things that pops up. Don't you tell me that Webster died.
Homeless Ed Reed versus Brock? I mean, worst move, Ed Reed over Glover Quinn or Brock?
It wasn't even over Glover Quinn from what I was told. Glover Quinn knew he wasn't coming back a year before his final year.
If they'd have given him $5 million, he would have been here.
He said he knew. That apparently, I don't know what discussions they had, but he wasn't coming back.
We're not signing you. That's how he knew.
Before the season, his final season, they told him. If that's it, right. By your theory.
Right. They told him. That's the only reason he wasn't coming back. If they would have been smart and said, oh, you know what? Let's re-sign you.
Well,
he would have come back.
I was saying it's not Glover Quinn versus Ed Reed if you tell him a year in advance. You're not going to be here.
But who says that a year in advance you're not going to be here?
Glover Quinn said he knew.
I know. He said they never made it. We interviewed him at Super Bowl. He said they never. I'm waiting. I'm hoping they make me an offer. And they never made him an offer. It didn't make any sense. And this is what bothers me about the Texans.
And A.J. Bouye was the same thing.
Yeah.
I was sitting with him. He was signing autographs. Said, yeah, you want to come back? Yeah, if they want me back.
And there's nothing.
No.
So I don't mind. I don't mind not overpaying for second round guys if they don't get there, like, or fourth round guys, second day, third day, whatever. Like, I wasn't in love with paying Brooks Reed or Connor Barwin a lot of money. I didn't think they were special enough as rushers. I thought they were part of a system that allowed them to get to the quarterback, and then they didn't do it after the first year. So I was okay with not paying those guys.
And then both go on to Super Bowl.
DeMeco was a mistake from a leadership standpoint. They missed DeMeco Ryans. They had a hard time. Frankly, I think Eric Winston, letting him go, was a mistake.
Yeah, but Achilles, I could see that DeMeco. Because you're like, is that dude ever going to be the same guy?
Yeah, I guess I can get that. Bouye made no sense to me. And frankly, Glover Quinn would not have killed you financially at all. And he's young. You could grow with him. He's not. You went with an old guy who already had a shoulder problem, and then I guess he lied about, or he failed to disclose a hip issue, but his tape wasn't that great the year before, and he was an old player. Like, that's just the dumbest move ever, to let go of a young relatively inexpensive core starter defensively, it doesn't make sense. The Texans have not been run great, you know, newsflash, and it's just there's been no continuity or flow to their free agency and stuff with their free agency. I just want to see 3 to 4 years of consistently quality decision making. You don't have to be great. I just want it to be quality with how you manage the cap, how you manage money, mm-hmm. how you when you let guys go, when you hang on to guys. I just don't feel like it. Can you tell me the good? And maybe I'm probably just being too negative, but are there good ones?
I'm sorry, I can't pay attention right now because Robbie sent in. What about Sam Cassell versus ET? I can't pay attention to anything you're saying. If you want to know the truth, that's terrible. It's 7:59. Let's catch up on breaks. That's just ruined the show.
Sam's winning that vote, by the way.
I don't know. People love ET though. He's a little cute little alien. Just saying.
Who? Which one?
ET. I'm talking about ET.
I thought you were being disparaging.
No.
To
Sam. Okay. Actually.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.